If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, hello. Hello. How goes it? Yeah. Welcome to the DTS Sound Space here at K-Rock. It's going to be a good night, I think, right? We have fun?
Is everyone having a good time? Got some pizza? Got some booze? Fantastic.
Thank you for being here. It's very important to us. You guys ready for Death Cab for Cutie? Well, hold on. You've got to put up with us first. We are Klein Alley Show, your morning show on K-Rock. Hold for applause. Anyone else here skipping their kids back to school night so they could be here tonight? Yeah, all right.
Oh, nice.
Thank you
Absentee
for being
parents.
Here. Parents of the year. Here we go. This is exciting. We've done four of these. This is our fourth one, and obviously if you listen to our show, you know that this is the way to get into these fun events. We have to bribe you with pizza and amazing bands. It's kind of wild to think about this, but Death Cab has their 10th studio album coming out tomorrow. So this is their eve of the album. What's even crazier is that Death Cab for Cutie has been a band for 25 years, which means the band is now too old to date Leonardo DiCaprio. And on that note, please make some noise. Death Cab for Cutie, here they come. Wow, look at you guys. You age well. Thanks for being here. Thank you for spending, it's like Christmas Eve for you, I'd imagine. The album out tomorrow. Any traditions, superstitions you do the night before the album comes out?
Not really. We like to try to get out to dinner together at some point, a couple days before the dinner comes out. before the record comes out. We did that last night. So, just kind of spend time together.
Who picks up the bill? Is that you? Is that your job? You split it?
We put it on the band card.
Nice.
Whoa.
Band card, yeah. That's so cool.
How do you pick the place?
What's that?
How do you pick the place you're going to go to?
Well, if we're here, usually Zach Ray, our keyboard player, picks it because he lives here and he's very familiar with he's a foodie. If it's kind of an annoying word, but that's what he is.
No, I think it's a well-known word here. I think it's acceptable. Well, of course, it's exciting. You know, you're on the eve of your 10th studio album. And, you know, I was reading about you guys recently. And Ben, you were saying that even though you've been around for a long time, you've been making music for decades, you feel now like you're a new band. Why is that?
Well, I think I feel when Dave and Zach joined the band, they joined when we were touring Kintsugi, and that was a record we had made with Chris. And then making Thank You for Today was the first record we made together as a five piece, but it was really done in a similar methodology that we'd used before, where I would bring in songs that were more or less complete and everybody would kind of find places for themselves on the record. But with this record, We wrote a good portion of it together, and we spent a lot more time arranging the music. I should back up. I think when we came out of making Thank You for Today, we realized like, whoa, I think we're gonna make some music next time. I think it's now that we've got the jitters out, I think we're ready to really get down to business. And so in making this record, we really dove in, and everybody had carte blanche to do what they wanted to do, and kind of,
But yeah, same. Yeah. I mean, with the last record, I think Ben and Nick and Jason were probably wondering, like, can we still do this? We've lost a band member. Zach and I were probably both thinking, like, how do we fit into this thing? You know, and there was just a lot of, like, making up the rules as we went along with that record. And this one, we just kind of hit the ground running, knowing how to communicate, feeling confident about our chemistry. It just seemed like there were no rules this time.
It's weird you say that, because I know that of all the 9 previous albums, you made this one very differently. And the whole process, as I was hearing about, was where you were splitting it up by day of the week, seems like a crazy thing for a band to do, in the sense of you, it's almost like a choose your own adventure song that went from band member to band member. What was that process like for this album that comes out tomorrow?
Yeah, so, you know, I think around half the record turned out this songs from this kind of methodology. But basically how we did it was, I'd come up with this songwriting experiment. At first, it was just going to be kind of an experiment where, you know, there's 5 days in the work week. There's 5 of us. So we would choose a random order of the 5 of us that was not necessarily starting with me. And let's say Dave might make a piece of music on Monday, upload it to a Dropbox. Maybe Nick pulls it down on Tuesday. He adds bass to it, uploads it on Wednesday. Let's say I pull it down. I write lyrics and melody and guitar and stuff, upload it, so on and so forth, till Friday when we have a song. But the rules were that you had only that 24 hours to work on the piece of music. So it had to be completed. Your portion needed to be completed within 24 hours. And also you had complete editorial control. So if you didn't like something, you could just remove it. And everybody knew that was the case. So, you know, for the most, you know, there were times where by the song got to Friday, somebody would be like, hey, what the fuck? You know, and be like, sorry, man, that was the rule. The rules, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a great illustrative story for that is for Here to Forever on that song. That week, I started the song, came up with this bass line that I thought was super cool, and I passed it to Dave. Dave wrote some guitar chords. He was like, yeah, this thing's moving in a great direction. Ben had it on Wednesday, and he pulled down what we did, and he was like, this is terrible, and erased it, and boom, wrote Here to Forever. So I like to think that our combined efforts put Ben into a corner where he was like, I gotta start from scratch here. Well, and we not been so terrible early in the week, maybe Here to Forever wouldn't exist.
That was an extreme example that happened only once.
but it's good. I mean, it illustrates just how much we trusted everybody in the process. Like, you had complete editorial control. You could do, and if I had been on a Thursday and I didn't like anything, it would be up to me to strip it down and build it back up again. So,
all the power. How many songs went in the trash?
Dozens.
Really? I mean, I think we did 45 to 50 songs this way, and I think 6 or 7 of them are on the record. So,
when is the other album going to come out with the other 30?
Well, I think at this point in our career, I think less is more is probably a better approach. I feel there's this trend with some bands that have been around as long as we have or longer that people want to be drowning in music from them, and I think at this point we're very concerned and cognizant of our catalog and the legacy of our own catalog. And I think the last thing we want to do is water it down by just putting out too much music. I feel at this point we're 10 albums in, you know, I only want us to be making records and we feel we have something to say, and we have 10 to 12 songs or whatever it might be that we feel, yeah, these are really good, but I want people to hear these, rather than, oh, we should make a record so we can go and play shows again, you know?
Yeah.
Or, oh, people are going to love a 30 song drop of, you know, a triple album. It's like, yeah, there might be some people that like that, but at a certain point, you know, it just feels like, I feel it's better that we kind of hold things back and only put out the things that we feel are really strong, rather than just, here's an idea we had, do you like it? Right, yeah. You know.
Well, one of the songs is, you know, as you've said, Ben, is like a tribute to kind of your life's work and all the people that you've worked with on, you know, Postal Service and Death Cab and up until now. With all the people that you've worked with over the years, how many of them are you keeping in touch with? I mean, are you doing like an HBD happy birthday text to them? I mean, how close is, or do you not keep in touch at all?
Yeah, I think we are on good terms with everybody that's been in the bands over the years. And I'm on good terms with Jimmy and Postal Service. And I think it's kind of like, it's I think being in a band is not dissimilar from other kinds of relationships where you go through a very intense period with people and things might not end well, but at a certain point you look back and you go, you know what? I feel very grateful that this person was in my life. That's usually the case that unless something catastrophic happened or, you know, somebody did something terrible to somebody else, which I'd hope to think that we've never done.
All the bands that you've toured with over the years, played with over the years, you look back now 25 years, are there bands that stand out to you that you either said that you helped, you feel like you helped usher them into the mainstream, or other bands that were good to you guys when you were coming up?
Well, I can't say with any certainty who we might have shepherded into success, but I do know that in 2004, Pearl Jam took us out on a tour called the Vote for Change Tour. It was around the 2004 election. And being around them, it was very educational to see how they operated, not only just as a band, but how they operated with their crew and the people that worked with them, and that they genuinely like loved each other. They really enjoyed being around each other. And, you know, I remember we all spoke about at the time, like, wow, that's how you do it. Not necessarily that we had this ambition to be as big as they were, because I mean, who could possibly be that popular? But more so that like, if you're going to do it, this is the way to do it. And you scale it to whatever, wherever you are, but this, they are the model. They're the band that everybody should be striving to be, I believe.
Well, you guys have obviously great chemistry, like you talked about. And I just wanted to ask you, because it seems like, Ben, you know how to say no when an idea is shitty. And he pitches some really awful shit to me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, what can I say to him if he's like, hey, let's do this bit? I'm like, oh my God, so bad.
That's actually what you say currently.
We have not so much a rule in the band, but that if you're going to shoot down an idea, that it would be in your best interest to have a better idea.
Take that, bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Because in any kind of dialogue like that, if you're just saying no all the time, but you have nothing else to put on the table, it just winds down. You run out of steam. So in the effort to keep it moving, you have to throw something on the table.
Well, I should
have some skin in the game, you know.
Yeah, like I should clarify, not, you know, better is kind of a subjective term, but to have an alternative idea.
There it is. Yeah.
I think the places that we would get in the band that were the most contentious was when somebody would say, I don't like that. And then you'd be like, why not? And you just go like, I don't know, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else? I don't, but I just don't like that. That's not constructive.
Right.
Yep.
Well, we'd love to hog all your time for ourselves, but we did open this up to some questions. So we have some questions that your fans have written. We haven't seen these yet, so you can pass, you can answer them.
Okay.
These are all from people that are here tonight or couldn't be here tonight because they didn't get into this very exclusive show, but are you guys having fun so far?
Great.
Yes, great. Wonderful.
All right. This one comes from Sarah in Woodland Hills. You can make great music out of any sad situation. What sad moment would you rather write a song about? A kid who dropped an ice cream cone on the floor, or getting to the airport and your luggage is 54 pounds.
Oh.
And it's overweight.
It's brutal.
You know, I think maybe I want to say the ice cream, but I think it might be the luggage. Thank you. It might be the luggage because then the narrative would be what you had to leave at the airport, and then maybe who you might be leaving it with.
Yeah.
So if you had to take 4 pounds out of there, then you're like, there is kind of the melancholy of having to leave something behind, but also the ability to kind of give something to someone else and then to see their reaction to it. It depends on what you have in your suitcase.
Yeah.
That is four pounds.
Pointed answer.
Yeah.
What the 4 pounds is.
Ben, where do you rank yourself on the following list of Bens? Ben Gibbard, Ben Stiller, Benny Hanna.
Okay. I'm in third place on that list because, you know, Ben Stiller's hilarious.
Yeah.
And a humanitarian in his own right.
Good guy.
Benihana is delicious.
Sure is.
And universal. You can go there for any birthday or special event. You know, any kind of anniversary is good for Benihana, I would say. I'm hoping for that Benihana gift card.
To go there for your next album release.
There we go.
All right. If you go to your Instagram, Ben, you don't have any pictures.
No.
You have nothing on your socials. You don't want to deal with updating everyone on your comings and goings. What could we do to get you to post one picture with all of us?
Whoa. The second picture ever on your Instagram could happen right now.
I'm sure it will be on my Instagram as a story.
Mm.
Does that count? I'm going to say that counts.
All right, we'll accept
story?
It.
Story? Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Final question. This is actually one I wrote, so I will go ahead and take the credit. What was harder, running a 100-mile marathon, ultra marathon, or this interview right now?
The 100-mile marathon. That's not even close. Yeah.
Great, great. The album is out tomorrow. You can all support this band lots of ways. Go to the shows, being here, buying the album. I promised Ben I would not sell bootleg copies out of my car after the show tonight, and I will not. Are you guys ready to hear them play some live music?
Great.
Okay, we're going to reset, and then we'll be back in 2 minutes.
In a moment, sounds more good. Death Cab for Cutie. Give it up.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.